You're listening to SBS News.
The stabbing attack in London occurred just before 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon on a busy street packed with shoppers. Witnesses say the suspect had a vest strapped to his chest, which police later confirmed was a hoax explosive device.
Suddenly, this guy, he was walking and basically running on a pavement with some vest on it or something.
The attacker is reported to have stabbed at least two people before police arrived on the scene and shot him dead. The third injured person is believed to have been wounded by flying glass from a shattered window. Images on social media show the suspect's body lying on a pavement outside the pharmacy in the residential neighbourhood of Streatham in the city's south. Kaka Tahia, who was working at a nearby barbershop, saw the incident unfold.
Behind him, there was a police officer with the gun and keep telling him, stop, stop. And it was quite shocked, and then they had to shoot him more than two or three times.
Authorities were quick to label the attack as terrorist-related, though the exact motive is unknown. The suspect had been under police surveillance and was released from prison in January after serving half of his 3-year sentence for terrorism offences. Witness Raf XM describes the attacker as a young guy.
Maybe early 20s, tracksuit, didn't really see his face, didn't really see his body. I just saw him on the floor.
Metropolitan Police Deputy Commissioner Steve House has assured locals there is no further threat to their safety.
It's safe to say that we believe this was an isolated incident. Officers reacted remarkably quickly. Our thoughts are with those who've been injured. There have been three people injured, and our thoughts are with them tonight.
Shortly after the incident, Prime Minister Boris Johnson took to social media to thank the emergency services for their response. My thoughts are with the injured and all those affected, he tweeted. London Mayor Sadiq Khan has also thanked police for their swift and courageous response. Terrorists seek to divide and destroy our way of life. Here in London, we will never let them succeed, he said. Local MP for Streatham, Bal Ribeiro Addy, says one of the three wounded has life-threatening injuries.
It is very shocking, but I think the main thing for them to hear is people do these terrible things, but not to be afraid. We have our emergency services that have gone in swiftly to protect us. And as I've said, if we continue in that fear or if we continue to be divided by things like this, the terrorists have won.
The stabbing has reminded Londoners of the London Bridge attack in November, which was also terrorism related. During that incident, police shot dead a man wearing a fake suicide vest who stabbed two people to death and wounded three others. Afterwards, the British government said it would toughen terrorism sentences and end early release for serious offenders. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.